Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Mem Hey. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Mem Dalid Omid Bey. Zok the Mishnah. Kol Nishboyin Shabbat Torah Nishboyin V'Lei Mishalmin. All those that the Torah empowers Bezdin to go and administer a Shavua to a person who is a defendant in a case. Those types of Shavuas are Shavuas Nishboyin V'Lei Mishalmin. You're wondering what type of cases do we have? So there are three cases of Nishboyin Shabbat Torah. One is a moedim of mikzas, the second one is an eid echad, and the third one is shvuas hashoimrim. All three cases the Torah says, make a shvua. And when you make a shvua, b'lei mishalmin, then you're off the hook, you're exempt from having to pay. However, midrabanan, the Rabbanan instituted, ben lishboim v'noitlin, that there are times that a person makes a shvua, and based on that shvua, he's able to go and take the payment, as opposed to being exempt from the payment. What are those cases? And the Mishnah lists five separate cases. Hasochir, v'anigzal, v'anechbal, v'shigeneg v'choshel v'shvua, v'chen v'ni alpin kosei. Each one of these is going to be described and defined in detail in the Mishnah. So the first one was the Sochir. Sochir, of course, is an employee. Ketzad, what is the case that he is a nishba v'noitel? Omaloi, ten li schori sheesh li biyodcha. The employee says to the employer, pay me my wages. Hu ayminasati, I already paid you. I didn't receive anything. He can make a shvua and then receive his salary, receive his wages. What is exactly the case? When, why, where? We're going to talk about that more in the Gemara, but those are the basics, that if there's a dispute between the employee and the employer, the employee makes a shvua and he receives his payment. However, that is not enough. It's got to be achetahisha miktsas hoidoa. That in this transaction there was a partial hoido. What does that mean? Ketsa. Omaloi ten li schori chamishim dinner. Sheesh li biyorcha. You owe me 50 dinner. Vu oimer, and the employer responds to the employee. His kabalta dinner zov. You already received half. As you recall from other gemaras, one dinner zov is equal to 25 dinrei kesef. And so therefore he says, you already got half of the payment. It's true. The wages were 50, but I already paid you 25. So I have a moed b'miktsas. So who normally would have to go and make the shvua? The employer, because he's the one that's agreeing that I owe 25 out of the 50. Say the chachamim, no. In the case of the sachir, instead of the employer making the shvua and then being a nishba v'loy mishalim, instead we empower and authorize the employee to make that shvua, and he'll be a nishba v'noitel.
Not the chamishim or not the...
Sorry?
25 or 50 you take?
Well, it depends. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only amount that's outstanding... Well, let's start again. Assuming that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the employee says, I'm deserving 50, he can make a shvua that I am out of pocket 50 and receive the 50.
Okay.
Now, what's the reason why we took the shvua away from the employer and gave it to the employee? And Mi'at Hashem will see that in the Gemara right after we finish the Mishnah. Continue on. That was number one. Now we go to number two. We have number two is number the nigzal, someone from whom stuff was stolen. Ketzad, give me an example. It's talking about that there are Edom. What were the Edom? The Edom saw that there was a malva who was owed money. He wanted to go and get paid. The loiva did not pay him. And what did the malva do after the maturity date? At one time, the loiva was not home. He went into the house. Either the door was open or the door was closed, and he burst into the house. And he took out some kalim in terms of payment for the loan. Okay, so now the question is, how much was Ben V? So now the Mishnah explains. He went in to go and take away kalim without permission. Hu oimer kalai natalta, says the loiva, you took some of my kalim. Vu oimer loi natalta, I went in, I didn't find anything of value, and I didn't take anything. Okay, so now, who is right and who's wrong? Of course, if the Edom saw that he actually took chafetim kalim, there'd be nothing to talk about. But unfortunately, they didn't see, they just saw that he went into the house and he came out of the house. And in fact, they even saw under his garment that he was holding something, but nobody knows was Van V. So now, what's the story? Hu nishba v'noitel, the nigzal can go and make a shvua and get back his money or get back his kalim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, once again, at the Sheishah Mikzas Haidua, there has to be a minimum, there has to be a Haidua B'Mikzas. Keitzad, Omolei Shnei Kelim Netalti, Vu Omer Lenetalti El Echad. The Nigzal, the Loive says, you took two Kelim of wine without permission. And the Malva said, no, you only took one. So now we have a Moidim B'Mikzas. You would normally say that the Gazlin, the Malva, should have to go and make a Shvuah. Answer is, no, we took away the Shvuah from him, we don't listen to him, put the Shvuah onto the Nigzal. Nechbal, what's a Nechbal? Nechbal means a person who unfortunately endured Makis, a Chabola. As Kate said, he went into the guy's house, and at that time he was still a Shalem. Comes back 5 minutes later, he's walking in the street, and you see Nebuchadnezzar has bruises all over. The Omalei Chabal to me. You were the one that bruised me. The Umar, boy, it wasn't me, you fell down, unfortunately it was an accident, and therefore that's how you're all bruised. So what's the story? The Nechbal makes a Shvua, and he collects. And again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Acheisha makes a Saidua. Kate said, what's the Moidim mixes? He gave me two more patch. He only did it once. So once again, Moidim mixes. So not that the Chovel makes a Shua, it's the Nechbal makes a Shua, and he's a Nishba Vendait.
The Chan and Bisha, the guy who smacks him on the ear because he didn't have change.
And we get the next case, Shekinek, the Choshel L'Shua. This is one that we quote from time to time, that the person who's supposed to make the Shua, D'Araisa, is not able to because he's a Choshel L'Shua. Ketzad, give me examples of a person who's Choshel L'Shua. And as we'll see from the Mishnah, it doesn't mean just any person that violates mitzvahs in the Torah. Just because a person unfortunately doesn't put on tefillin every day, which is a terrible thing. But nevertheless, it doesn't necessarily disqualify him from being able to make a shvua. So what does disqualify him? Number one, that he already has a reputation. Acha shvua edus, v'acha shvua bikadon, v'afilu shvua shav. All of these three, one of them he has previously made a false shvua, so we already know that he has a rap sheet of making false shvuas. Why does the Mishnah say Vafilu Shavuah Shav? Says Rashi, because the Shavuah Se'edus and Shavuah Se'bikon relates to a litigation between a plaintiff and a defendant. However, Shavuah Shav, like we've had in the Mishnah before, Shavuah Shav is, for instance, he says
Isha Usha
or
Evan Shuzahav.
Exactly. So no one has an adverse financial impact.
The second one does a little bit. If he's trying to sell it as gold and it's really stone, it's a little, in that case.
And if he's trying to sell a woman as an eved or a man as a shivcha, then you also have a problem. But we're talking about a normal situation where that's not the case. Anyways, the filush wish of what's the din on all of these three, since he has a reputation of making false shvuas, we will not allow him to make a shvua. Now we say choshed al shvua. Or, even if he doesn't have a reputation vis-a-vis Shavuos, but he was a bad guy when it comes to financial matters. Not only a D'Araisa, if he was a Gazlan, but even if he's a bad guy, Midraban. Now, these four cases are enumerated in the Mishnah, both in Rosh Hashanah as well as in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Midraban and these three, four, are possible the Eidus, and our Mishnah says not only possible the Eidus, are also possible in terms of making a Shua. Psach Bekuvi is a person who is a gambler. What's the problem with a gambler?
So
either Smachto or another, because he ain't a B'Yeshuvoi Shul Oilam, that he's not with the world's events, and therefore he doesn't really care what's going on, what's not going on, who has financial ramifications, who doesn't. Anyway, Machloekim Sechta Sanhedrin. Malva Beribis. Malva Beribis is a D'Araisa, not a D'Rabban. So, Tois is there, Sechta Sanhedrin says, it's talking about that it's not Ribis Ktsutsa, it's talking about Avak Ribis, which is D'Rabban. Mafrich Yoinim is a Machloek is exactly what that means. Does it mean a dove race, just like you have today, horse races? So they had dove races, whoever's going to win and be the first one, again, it's because of Asmachta. Well, there's another pshat that there was an Ora. Aleph Reish, hey, which was a bird that would go and capture or bring home other birds to the owner. And he was like that bird was like a live net that would go and net other birds and bring it home. So even though Min HaTorah, there's really nothing wrong with that, however, Midark Yisholim, the Chacham said that this is a bad thing to do. And anyway, so that's, he's possible for making a Shavuah.
Who does it harm?
The people whose birds he's
seeing other.
He entices away. He's like a Macy's for. He entices other birds to come to
do what he's done. And then finally, v'soichrei shvius, those that unfortunately are sochrim in Shemitah produce. Once again, that's a deraisa. So Tosfos says it's talking about Zmanazeh, where shvius is derabanan. Anyway, all of these people have a din of an eid chomos. Tosfos says, loy soshis eid chomos. Russia, aid, Leois, aid Hamas. So aid Hamas means that he's an aid because of Hamas, means because of financial matters. So not only saying that he cannot be an aid, our Mishnah says he also is not Neman al Hashvur. So therefore, what do? We don't allow him to make the Shvur, we take the Shvur away from him, and we give it to the other party. So for instance, if he had a Malva Voloiva, once again, we had a Moida Mikta situation, so therefore the loiva would have to go and make a shvur on 50%. We take that shvur away from him and we give it to the malva instead. What about so yishneim chashudim? What happens if both the malva and the loiva both chosher al shvur? Then chosher shvur the mechayiva. Then the shvur goes back to the original loiva. Instead of the loiva transferring his shvur from the loiva to the malva, we now take away from the malva, give it back to the loiva. And what happens now? Our Mishnah doesn't discuss that. In Mishem says Rashi. The Gemara Mefarishla, what's going to be? That's the Rabbi Yosef. Meir Oyma Yachloiku. Since neither of them can make a shvur, they know Edom. Just split it down the middle. That's from Meir. That in other places also holds Yachloiku. Vachen v'niyal b'kosei ketsa. That was the final case that we had in the Mishnah. Lo yishiyoyim aloy kosev alpin kosei she'at achayev li masayim zus. We're not talking about a chenveni that maintains a machberes, a list of all of his customers and how much they owe him. And he's saying, oh, on my Pinkis it says that you owe me Masayim Zuz. No. That's not what we're talking about. Ten or Piali, Piali, Sela Mois. What he's talking about is that you have a balabuz who has children and or an employer that has employees, and he goes to the local chenveni and he says to them, I want you to go and give my son or sons sasayim chitim, that's a two saw of wheat, and he says to Piali, go and give them Sela Mois, go and give them a Sela for their Mois, meaning either go and change money for them or give them food, which is worth that amount. Anyway, what happens a week later? Now comes time for din v'cheshbon. Hu oimer nasati. The chenveni comes back to the original balabus and says to him, I did exactly what you wanted me to do. I give sasayim zuz, I give masayim zuz, or I gave sasayim chitim, I give salamois. I did what you asked me to do. They said, it's not true. It's fake news. We didn't get anything. So what happens now? So who nishba benoitel, who nishba im benoitel. Unfortunately, the balabos is going to lose out. Who nishba benoitel, meaning that the chenveni will make a shvua. Who nishba benoitel, and the employees will make a shvua. And as a result, he's going to have to pay double, unfortunately. Now, although it says, the Mepharshim point out, this really goes only on the Pli'alim case, it doesn't go on the children case, because the children don't have they may have a right to get paid, to get food from their father, but not to the point where they can go and sue him in Bezdin. So, yes, a father should be gracious, of course it also depends on what age, if they're Ketanim, if they're older, but Pli'alim certainly have a legal right to go and get their wages. So therefore,
what's the importance of not having a ledger? What about you have?
In other words, you can't have a chenveni come into Bez and say, I have 200 customers here in town, none of them have paid me over the last year, and so therefore John Smith owes me $1,000, and Yanko Beryl, he owes me $500, and Mr. McGillicuddy owes me $800, and so on. That's not a chenveni that can be a nishba v'noitel. There has to be over here some sort of basis of a give and take. What's the give and take? There was a balabus that asked the chenveni, please go and give to Pialim food worth $100. And then the balabus went away for a week on vacation. He comes back and he expected all the Pialim to smile and say, oh, thank you very much for taking care of the food and taking care of the money. But in fact, they come and say, hey, you know, you go away for a week and you didn't make any arrangements for us. We didn't get any money, we didn't get any food. And Nebuch Shabbos, we were starving, it's gefährlich. And then he goes to Chenveni, how come you didn't, I didn't pay, you don't know what you're talking about. I lent out so much money, I didn't have money on my own. I had to go and take from the bank because he didn't give me an advance, so I had to go and borrow funds to be able to supply them with food, and they all had kugel and chulin, not just on Shabbos, a whole week I gave them. Blah, blah, blah. So now he doesn't know what to do. Says our Mishnah, each one of them is a nishba v'noitel. The chenveni is nishba v'noitel, and the payalim is nishba v'noitel. Chenveni, because that's the chenveni al pinkosoi, that's the case of our Mishnah. And the payalim get, like we said in our Mishnah as well, that the a sochir can go and get money from the balabus. So who nishba v'hei nishba? Omer bananas, and bananas says, nah, this is nishka gittida, it's not a good idea. We have this bananas at the beginning of Masechus Bava Metzia, so even those that haven't gotten to Daf Mem Hey on Shavuos, if they've gotten through Daf Beis, almost all Litvish yeshivas finished at least Daf Beis. It depends. Anyway, so there they bring that bananas. What did bananas say? Ketzer Elu Elu Bonli Dei Shavuos Shav. What you're doing is you're forcing that at least one of the two tzedodim is going to make a full Shavuos, either the Chenveni or the Payalim. El rather, who knows the Shloim Bishvuah, Vehi knows the Shloim Bishvuah. Rather, both parties should not make a shvuah, and he should just go and pay both of them based on their demands. However, there's another gear, so it says, Elohu noitel shaloi b'shvuah. You'll notice next to the shaloi, there's a hay, and the hay is gear sasaran, hu noitel b'shvuah. Only one of the two tzedodim makes a shvuah. Who is that one of the two tzedodim? That's the chenveni al pinkosei that we said. He goes and makes a shvuah. They know it was shaloi b'shvuah, but they make shaloi b'shvuah because we don't want to be chas v'shalom mar b'shvuah shav b'yisrael. So, a machlekes. Right.
Why is it called shvuah shav?
Yeah.
Shvuah sheker.
Yeah, shvuah sheker.
Would be more appropriate, wouldn't it?
It would be more appropriate. Why does the Gemara say shvuah shav? Why does Benana say shvuah shav? You have to look at the Mefarshim.
Well, you say shvuah sheker at the top, so shvuah sheker is probably the subcategory.
Oh, you see? As Dr. Good?
See, second beautiful line, we didn't say we said we should shvuas edus shvuas bikkurim shvuas shav.
If you remember,
oh, right.
Okay. So shvuas sheker is kind of subsumed in shvuas shav.
And if you recall earlier in our masechta, we said that we know that there's a pasuk of loisishem shav lashav. How do we know lasheker? Because the pasuk continues kliyanak Hashem is Yerushalayim lashav. Why did it say the shav twice? One is shvuas shav and the other one shvuas sheker. So therefore, very good teretz. Shav includes sheker. Shkoyach to both of you. So continuing on. Okay, so now we basically finished the first part of the Mishnah, the Nishboim, the Noitlin, those five categories, the Sachin, the Nigzal, the Nechbal, Shinigan, the Chashal, the Shvuah, and Chenveni al Pinkosei. Now we're going to discuss a little bit more about the Chenveni situation, and here we're no longer relying on the Nishboim, the Noitl, but rather we're talking about a normal case, so to speak, where there's a dispute between the storekeeper and the customer as to who paid or who received the produce that was purchased. So says the Gemara, Omo, says the Mishnah, Omo lechandani, ten libe dinner payers. A customer comes into the store, says to the storekeeper, can you do me a favor? I have a dinner and I want you to go and give me the equivalent of a dinner of payers. Benasulai, and he gave him the payers. Omo loy, so now the chenveni says, ten li ois a dinner. Now pay for the dinner, you order the payers, is it? Don't you remember when I asked you for the dinner pay raise, you said, okay, where's the dinner? I gave you the dinner already at that time. And in fact, when a sata, you'd be unpoli. And you put in the unpoli. What's an unpoli, says Rashi? A tick. Osei lemois. In other words, like a purse where you put your money.
Cash register.
A cash register, exactly, and you put it away. Okay, so now, who's right and who's wrong? He has received the pay raise, and the chenveni says, well, I didn't get the dinner yet. And he said, what do you mean? I paid you the dinner. Yish balabalabayis, shenosin lo yis a dinner. The balabayis makes a shvua that I gave you the dinner, and now he doesn't have to pay more, and he takes the payrois home. Now the question is, why does the balabayis make such a shvua? What's the basis of the shvua? We don't have a moidim mikta situation, we have a koifer bakol situation. But the chenveni says, you owe me that full dinner. He says, I don't owe you a penny, or a nickel, or whatever. So therefore, don't we have a situation of a koifer bakol? He should be possible. And the answer is?
Chazaka, maybe.
But the Chenveni?
The Chenveni, you won't give it without.
Yeah, that's going to be a Rabbi Huda. We're going to have that Rabbi Huda in another moment. But in the meantime, there's a very curious Rashi. Curious in the sense, if you look at Rashi, seven lines from the top. Yishba Balabayis.
Shwas Hesses?
Shwas Hesses. Shwas Hesses? When was Shwas Hesses created? When was it? Was Nachman the time of the Mishnah?
A Moira,
many, many years later. That's very schwer. And in fact, if you look at almost the end of the Masechta, If you go to Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, whose status? It's got to be. Oh, see, look, Mem Ches 48b, five lines from the bottom of the Amid, is a Rashi that begins Hashar Shnei Shavuah Megalgun, right in the middle of the line. Right, five lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hashar Shnei Shavuah Megalgun. Shavuah Alva Shein Bo Yadah. Alma Megalgam Adurban. Period. Okishanishnas. Everybody doesn't say this. Okishanishnas Zu Bimeha Tanoim. When this was taught during the Tanoim period, Adainly Tiknushua Sessus. Ki Bimei Rav Nachman Tiknua. Zoktach Rashi Alein. That this Takan of Shua Sessus in the times of Rav Nachman. It wasn't times in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah doesn't even know about it. So now if you're asking, how did I know about this Rashi Memchet? Because Rabbi Kiva you knew about it. You see here next to the Yishba Balabai Shmua Sessus, there's an asterisk, and that asterisk takes us to Gilyan Ashas.
Ayin
the Kamon. Ayin the Kamon. That's the Rashi that we just. You got to be Rabbi Kivega. Anyway, bottom line is, Rabbi Kivega doesn't give an answer. Other Mefarshim do give an answer, and they say that Shmua Sessus was gradually instituted in Klal Yisrael in stages, meaning that this type of dispute between a chenveni and a balbas apparently happened sufficiently often that they decided to make sure that people don't try to act in a corrupt criminal manner, or to make sure people are not forgetful about whether they paid or they didn't pay, institute a shavua sessus. That's in terms of you dealing with a chenveni. And later generations, then they adopted it in terms of a malvav loyve. Initially, it wasn't necessarily malvav loyve. Because ain odem me is panabaf nebal choyvay. So mitzas kosis nishtemut and kamishdamit. But to go and be koyfer bakoyl, whoever heard of something like that. But unfortunately, after the Tanoim period, later into the Amoraim period, people became somewhat lax, unfortunately, because that's what the institute of Shavuos Sessus across the board in all cases. So that's how they try to end for the Steer and the Rashi, as well as the Gemara. So we've had before that Rav Nachman was the one that told us about the Shavuos Sessus. We don't have anything in the Mishnah. Oh, in this case, with the Balabus, with the Chanavani, they instituted it even with a Shavuos Sessus already in earlier years, even by a Koifer Bakoy. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah once again. So let's start again. Omer Chanavani, tell me the dinner payers, give me the dinner payers. Not so when he gave him the payers. Omer Lai, tell me, oh, he said, no, where's the payment? Omer Lai, look, before you gave me the payers, you took the dinner already at that time. When it's out of one plate, you put in the cash register. The balabas makes a shvur that I paid you, and we're done. He does not have to pay another dinner. So this would be a case of like a diraisa of a nishba v'eina mishalim. Nishba v'lein mishalim. That's why this is not directly related anymore to the original five takanas, or the takana about the nishba v'noitel that we enumerated at the beginning of the Mishnah.
At one point,
yes,
the Sata is on pooling, you put it in the cash register. Is that necessary to be said? Yes, tell it. It doesn't say that.
I don't think that it's absolutely necessary, but I think the reason why the Mishnah says that is, here I'm standing at the counter, where's the money? You said you put the money down. I don't see any money. You know why I don't see any money? Because you already put it in your pocket, in your purse, in the cash register, in the drawer, and that's why it's not there. And continuing right the Mishnah, now we're going to have a reverse case, Rabbi Yisai. So now there's another girsa over here that it didn't start off telling us a payers, take off the shin of the shenos leisa dinner. Rather, when the Sata be unpli, Yishba Balabais, the Balabais should make a Shvur. Period. What Shvur does he make? Shvur, of course, he's going to make that. I'll give you the dinner. Now we start a new case. Nosalay is a dinner. What happens to the Balabus, meaning the customer, give the dinner to the Chandri? Omalay, tell me it's a payers. No. Give me the payers. I paid you. Where's the payers? Omalay, what are you talking about? The Sata Mloch. I already gave you the pears, and you already took them home. Now the Mishnah doesn't give us all the details of the round in the back of the Gemara. It tells that it's talking about that the person comes to the store, he orders and he requests a dinner of pears, and the chenveni says, okay, I have the pears for you. Who is the geld? He says, unfortunately, I left my purse at home, my wallet at home, but if you give me the pears, I'll take it home. We'll be right back. I'm going to go and give you the dinner. Okay, fine, good. So Now he gives him the dinner now, subsequently, and now the Omoloi tell his appearance. So now this fellow who gave the dinner, unfortunately, either he's having amnesia or he's being, unfortunately, a little bit criminal. He says, I just gave you the dinner, give me the papers. Omoloi, what are you talking about? It's Atal. Don't you remember an hour ago I gave you the papers? Well, you took it home and that's why you came back to go and give me the dinner. What's going on over here? I'm not going to give you the papers again. In this case, the Chanveri makes a shvua that he already gave him the papers and he does not have to give him a second amount of papers. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kosher papers be all the yad al yoin. It all depends who has the papers in his pocket, in his hat. Whoever has that, yad al yoin. Now, which case is Rabbi Yehuda arguing with? Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the first case. What does it mean, the first case? Getting back to the first case again. What was the story? Omer the Chanveri came to the Chanveri and told him he didn't pay us. Give me the dinner papers. But not only he gave him the papers. Omer lo tell me, oh, you see dinner. Now, pay for it. He says, I already gave you. And you put it into the cash register. Yishba Balabais. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Balabas does not have to make a shvua. Why doesn't he have to make a shvua? Because he has the papers beyond, he already received the papers. But that's not enough of a reason. But Rashi says, because the derech of the chenvanim is that they don't hand over the produce until they get money in hand. After all, they want to make sure that the customer doesn't take the bag and run. So therefore he says, okay, I'm happy to give you the dinner papers. Where's the dinner? Since that was the normal way these things work, and he already has the papers. Although we assume that the transaction has now been completed, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, the balabus would not have to make a shvur. If you look at Rashi, right after the shvur, says this, kosher papers, Now Rashi probably argues on that first case that we said, Tony yishba balabai, shenos and listen dinner. Because Rabbi Yehuda lemer, ain't tzorach shvur. No, he doesn't have to make shvur. There are chenvenim, of course, that go and give credit. But if you're talking about a chenvenim that doesn't give credit, he wants the money in hand first before he's going to hand over any goods to the customer. So he says, oh, no, I'm not going to hand you over any papers until you give me the money. So therefore, when there's now a dispute whether you paid or not, you can assume 99% that the balabus paid. Therefore, he does not have to make a shvua according to Rabbi Yehuda. And now, the same part of the Mishnah we're going to repeat word for word, kemat, but instead of talking about a customer and a chenveni, we're going to talk about a customer and a shulchani. Shulchani, you know, as you know, is what we call today a banker, but he's really a currency exchange person. Like you have in Eretz Yisrael, those who want to exchange dollars for shkolim and things like that. So you have these people, a currency exchange. Okay, so what happens over here? Omer shulchani, a person goes to the shulchani, tell me the dinner mois. I have here a dinner, and I want you to go and give me mois. What's the mois over here, says Rashi? It's like you give today a dollar and ask, can you give me 100 pennies? Well, it'd be hard to find pennies, right? Because they're not producing many more. But you get the idea. So I give you a dinner, you give me all of the prutois in the dinner. But also like, and he gave him the mois. Omoloi tell me the dinner. Okay, now that I gave you the change, where's the dinner? Omoloi nesati lechot. You wouldn't give me the prutois without giving you the dinner. I gave you already the dinner an hour ago, or before you started counting out all the prutois. So where's the dinner? And it's not to be unbelief. Look in your cash register. You'll find your dinner over there. So once again, Tanakhama says, Yishba Labayis. He has to go and make a shvur. Notice, it doesn't say over here, Shinos Lanes for dinner. Yishba Balabais. Period. So that's the Chayr, the Makor, that the previous Shin of Shinos Lanes for dinner, that is a mistake. Okay, whatever. Continuing, so Yishba Balabais, and Balabais makes a shvur, but he gave the dinner. Now we start case number two. Nos Lanes for dinner, he hands over the dinner. Amalai, tell you some more, go and give me the change. I already gave it to you 2 minutes ago, and you put it into your wallet. So what are you talking about? I have to give you the mois. So who has to make the shvua? Yishba Shulchani. The Shulchani has to make the shvua that he already gave him the mois, and then he's off the hook. If you don't even, once again, he argues in the first case, he's not going to go and give the isser. I don't know why he says isser, Rashi said prutos, but it means he's not going to give any change until he gets the dinner in hand. So you can assume that he got the dinner, and therefore the balabus will not have to make a shvua that I already paid you the dinner, because it's assumed that the money changer is not going to go and give you the change until you hand over your larger denomination. Okay, new shtickle now. Now first the Mishnah is going to enumerate 4 or 5 different related cases, and then it's going to say, Kishem Sha'omru, by these cases, so too by the next case, as you'll see. Now, all these cases that we have in our Mishnah, Kishem Sha'omer, Rashi says, this is almost a direct quote from the Mishnah Masechtas Ksuvos, and it's telling us that in the following few cases, if you have an Isha that's trying to collect her Ksuba, she may have to make a Shavua under certain circumstances. Really, this is not a Locha Dafkin Hilchos Ksuba, this is a Lochas in Gabi Hilchos Halvoa as well. But since we're quoting from the Mishnah in Masechtas Ksuvos, it all sounds Ksuvadik. But it's lav dafki ksuva. Kishim sh'oma pagimis ksuvasa. Pagimis ksuvasa means a lady that brings the ksuva into Bezin and says, my husband, or if the husband passed away, the assignment, owe me my ksuva. However, I'm pagimis. Pagimis means that she agrees or admits that she's already received part of her ksuva. So if the ksuva is a ksuva of Masayim, she said, I already received 100. I now would want to receive the other 100. And the Baal or the assignment say, no, it was already paid in full, then she is going to have to make a shvua. Again, she's holding on to the ksuva. The assumption is that if she has already gotten part of the payment, the Baal says, don't you remember? And then I paid you a second installment and a third installment, and I paid you off entirely. And since she is a moida over here, a moida mamiktsas, yes, I did receive certainly part of it, so she cannot get the rest of it until she makes a shvua. As well as the Eidechon Me'ida Shibrua. If you have an Eidechon that says, oh, this ksuba was already paid, like a normal case of a Moed Remixis. Similarly, if she wants to collect not from the next Yabal. It's the same thing like a rate. Min HaTorah, there are three Shuras altogether.
Right.
The first two is a Moed Remixis case, and the second is an Eidechon case. So both of them are the same, that if you have a Moed Remixis, which is a Pagimis Ksubasa, the Eid Echad is an Eid Echad case. In both of those cases, Minat Torah, she has to go and make a shvur to be able to collect the entire amount.
So she's in Nishbav and Notelas, and the other cases in the Torah are Nishbav and Nishalman, though, right? I mean, it's paradigmed on, it's similar. But in this case, she's making the shvur and she's collecting, right? Whereas Moed Remixis, he makes the shvur.
You're correct. You're correct. These are cases of Moed Remixis, which, yeah, 100%. Good. And similarly, Menachosim Mishubadim. She wants to collect from Menachosim Mishubadim. Every time, we're always worried about a Kenunya between the Malv and the Loiva here, and the Baal and the Isha. She may have gotten paid in full, and then she says, I didn't get paid anything, and the Baal says, well, I don't have any money. So she goes to the Mishubadim, and they, of course, don't know about the fact that there's a Kenunya. Over here, Kenunya means that there's
conspiracy.
Very good. And so therefore, they'll try to collect from Mishubadim, and then they'll split it between the two of them. Again, you can't pay Ela B'Shvua. You want to collect from Yisayman, you have to go and make a Shvua, because Yisayman, they don't know anything about it. Maybe the father already paid off for that. Vanifrash Alei B'Fanav.
Or gave her coins to hold.
Okay. Vanifrash Alei B'Fanav. What happens if the husband is not present? In other words, he sent a gift with a shliach to from Medina Siyam, but he didn't send the ksuba proceeds, or maybe he did send the ksuba proceeds, but the shliach kept them for himself. But the point is, she didn't go and get the money. So what's the story? So the Bezel will say, okay, Baruch Hashem, he has plenty of money in the bank, and we're going to go and ask the bank to go and pay you the Masayim Zuz. And if Rashi leave a fun of, loitav ala bishvua. So now, Rashi says that the Kishem Sha'omru goes on all of those five or six cases. Shem Shomer, just like we said, in all of those cases, to be able to collect, you have to go and give a shvua. If some want to go and get paid on debts that were left over by their debts, in other words,
they receivables.
Are receivables, good. They are the children of the Malve, and they're saying, we found among our father's records and papers the following, and therefore you owe, blah, blah, blah. They can only collect with a shvua. Now, what shvua will they make? Shvua shloi pakadnu abba, v'shvulei omer lanu abba. Those two sound like they're almost identical. Shvua that our father wasn't poked, he didn't. V'lei omer lanu abba, no, I didn't say. So what's the difference between the two? So Rashi says, shloi pakadnu abba means b'shas misa, that when he was about to pass away, he did not tell us, although at that time he probably told us a lot of other things that we didn't know about, but he didn't tell us at that time that this shtar was paid. Or shtar ze peru ashli umalanu kaidim lechein. Not only the time of Misa, but you know, we spoke to our father every day, either in person or on the telephone, but not just once a year on Father's Day, but we had a And we had lots of discussions with our father on a regular basis, and he never told us anything about this shtar being paid or that halvah being paid. So those, therefore, are two separate cases. They're both basically the same. Shvuah shlepekana abba means shortly before passing. But he didn't tell us days ago, weeks ago, months ago. As well as the third case is Anshalim Metzina ben Shiroza show abba shtar zeh perua. We went through all of his records, all of his papers, and we found this shtar, but we didn't find any receipts or any notations or anything suggesting that this has been paid. So therefore, the shvuah, you have to cover all three bases. That not b'shas mis, he didn't tell us. Earlier he didn't tell us, and we didn't find any records to the contrary. If the ben was only born after the father already passed away, what shvua? Says Rashi, only the third, not the first two. He's not going to go make a shvua. He was only born after his father passed away. So therefore it's only going to be on the last one, says Rashi,
There's no statute of limitation. It could be
no statute of limitations. No, and financial matters of this nature, unless you get to Shemitah, but normally Shemitah would not be. Well, we're going to talk about Shemitah briefly at the end of the Mishnah. But other than Shemitah, usually there's no statute of limitation. A bezin can go and put a statute of limitation, say, to one of the two parties. You know, you have to bring your ages from 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever. And then, of course, Mishnah Gamliel is the one that says, Mayase, yeah, okay, but under normal circumstances, there's no Torah Dik and there's no rabbinic statute of limitations. The Bezin, however, would have the authority, so this doesn't go on forever. Anyway, Omer B'Shem Gamliel. Now, from this point on, there is no longer Rashi on the Mishnah. However, there is Rashi later on Memches. That's where we looked it up before.
Second time in the Perek, in the Masechta, Rashi's out of step.
But the first time was Shechachti, Rashi said. Here it doesn't say Shechachti, so presumably the printers, the publishers, they forgot it or whatever, and they put it over there. Okay. Zokti Yimor, Zokti Mishnah, Rashi, Rashi, Gamliel. Im Yesh Edim She'omer Ab B'Shas Misoseh, Shtar Zeh, Einoi Perua, V'noitul Shuloi B'Shua. Rashi, Gamliel doesn't argue with the Tanakhama, he just modifies, if you will, the Tanakhama. And he says, what happens if at the time that the father was about to pass away, there are Edim, She'omer Ab, Shtar Zeh, Einoi Perua. He said, Taka, just the opposite. Kindaluch, I want you to know, Mr. John Smith owes me $1,000. Here's the shtar. It's not paid. So at this point, and then the father after that says Shema Yisrael and Vidui, and he passes away. Then the Yisraelim do not have to go make a shvua. Shloi pakadnu abba b'shas misa, because forget he taka was pakad abba b'shas misa to go and say that the shtar is ein impura. So no shloi b'shvua. The following don't have to go and make a taina. The Loshon and Mishnah is a little bit difficult. The English boy shloi betayna. Nobody goes on the Velterein and says, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to make a shvur. Nobody's asked me any questions, but I'm going to make a shvur anyway. Meaning, the shutfim. You have two shutfim, and one shutfim may or may not suspect that the other shutfim is perhaps pocketing some of the
the books.
Whatever. So, normally he would say, can you go and make a shvuah that you're not cooking the books, or that you're not taking any money on the side? So the Loshon HaMishnah, Shvuah Shloi B'Tayna, even if nobody asks for a din v'cheshbon, he makes a shvuah anyway.
So it's a unilateral shvuah?
That's what it sounds like. So, however, the Gemara is going to explain, if you look, again, that's Rashi and Mem Ches, says Rashi Shloi B'Tayna, Mashva She'ein Odom Toivei Klum, nobody's being Toivei anything. Gemara Parach, Otom B'Shuftani Askinah, are we talking about fools, are we talking about idiots? Nobody goes and volunteers to make a shvuah if nobody is making a claim. If someone makes a claim, then in response, you will make a shvuah, you won't make a shvuah. But people don't typically make shvuahs if there's no claim, no challenge. So, Metzushem, that will be discussed further in the Gemara. So that shutfim, same thing applies to Arisim. You have an Oris that's supposed to divide it up, 2/3, 1/3, 50-50, whatever deal they made. And we want to make sure the Oris is doing it fairly and squarely. He makes a shvuah. And those that have been appointed to go and take care of the assets of other people. This is talking about not a regular husband and wife situation where the wife goes and buys the groceries and then every single week the husband is demanding, I want you to show, I gave you $100 at the beginning of the week, I want you to be able to go and show me where you spent that $100. Of course not. A situation like that, you never have shalom bayis in the world, right? There may be husbands that want to know, but they don't ask their wives to go make a shvuah that they spent every penny correctly and properly and didn't waste their money on a narishka. So Rashi, in fact, says, also based on the Gemara, that this ish nesas shohishiva baal chenvenis vishamina apotropis lasoik binachosav. The husband had a lot of faith in his wife, and he said to his wife, here, I give you money and open up a store. You're going to have your own business, and in Hashem, the profits will come in. Or he appointed her to be an apotropis over all of his lechasim, to do investments of all of his money and what have you. And then at the end, he suspects my wife seems to have
a separate account,
exactly, and a separate pocketbook.
She's been skimming,
or whatever it is. Yeah. And Hashem will see more in the Gemara. And finally, Ben Abayis is talking about when Nebuch, a father, has passed away, and there are a few Yesoimim, and typically the Bechor is the one that's now in charge of the estate, and the other brothers are afraid, he's not doing a great job. Remember, the Mishnah says, Nishbon Shalei B'Taina, so they didn't go and make a formal Taina. What is exactly the fact pattern? We'll have to wait till we get to the Gemara.
According to Rashi,
yes,
that the wife's involved in business, Pesach HaBayis is a very unusual Lashon. It's not a household, it's a business.
No, I hear you. It could very well be, it's talking about women that are maintaining kind of a private business in their homes, not that they have a storefront after all, called Kavuda Bas Melech Panima, but rather from her home, for instance, she goes and bakes every week 100 challis, and people knock on the door and they go and buy challis from them. They take 2 challis, 5 challis, 10 challis. Who provides the funds for all of this? This happens to be the husband. Or Bill was saying that maybe she's a sheikel macher and all the ladies come to have their sheikels made, or whatever it happens to be. But she's maintaining a low profile, and she's staying at home, and there she has her business. You're very welcome. Omalai, ma'ata to'anini, ritzoini shetishvali chayiv. You have two parties, and he says to him, ma'ata to'anini, what are you demanding? What is your amount? What's going on? And he says, I have no particular amount in mind. I just want you to make a shvuah that you didn't take anything. Now this may be a follow-up on all the cases that we just spoke about. In other words, like the shukuk or the oris and the apotropin. And, well, how much do you think I skimmed? How much do you think I put in my own personal account? How much do you think I put into my pocket? I don't really know. I just want you to make a shvua that you didn't take anything that didn't belong to you, that you did as fair and square. So, Mitzvah, if that's what the give and take is, Mata Tanini, do you have any specific demands? No, I don't know. Well, hopefully you're as honest as honest can be. So you should usually, but once you make a shvuah, it's chayv. So
this is the husband confronting the wife,
or the shutfim, all of these cases. I don't really know anything that anything
you
that is missed.
Somebody and you don't know
just like Apotropos, usually when he's finished his term, he gives a final din b'cheshbon. And he goes and...
funds in, funds out.
Exactly. A final accounting, they call it today. Good. Right. Cholku ha-shutfim ha-rizin in yochel ha-shbiyari. You can only mashbiyah until your final accounting. After they've already split up the profits, and then a year later, the shutf says, what's going on over here? Make a shmua now. It's already too late. If you agree to read it to the chaluk at that time, and already at that time, he had his lawyers and his accountants go over all the papers, and he reviewed it, and blah, 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 blah. If he had any problems, he should have demanded a shvu at that time. Came to mind shvu is years later. This Gilgul shvu mokemachus. This is the famous Gilgul shvu that we've had. Zoikikin, that if a person has to make a shvu anyway, the Gilgul all of the sakat. So in one of these cases over here, even if it happens to be a year later after cholka shudvarisin, would normally any yachalash biyoy. But if there happens to be another sichsuch between them that he lent the money and he's not paying it back and therefore he's making a shvu anyway, then the Gilgul shvu. Make a gilgul shvuah even on things which the chalukah took place in the past. Finally, my shvuah is meshamet et shvuah. Just like shmita is meshamet a choiv, shmita is also meshamet the inyan of a shvuah. The details we'll see more about in the Gemara Mitzvah.
This principle protect the shvuah from being.
I assume so. Just like it protects the money, it protects the shvuah. Zokti Gemara kol nishbon shvuatayin nishbon v'le meshalmin minolin. How do I know that those in the Torah make a shvuah and don't pay? They're exempt. What does that mean? So if you look at the pasuk in its entirety, shvuas Hashem tiyeh ben shneim im loyisholach yodim melechus v'yehu v'lochem ba'olav v'lo yishalim. You have over here a mafkid and a shomer, and the mafkid says Gimel might be kodim back. And for instance, if the shem is, let's say, shem is sachar, he says that unfortunately it was I'm sorry?
Listen, Mizuyan, it was honest.
Or any type of avoidance. There was an earthquake, all types of oinsim, and that's the reason why I don't have it. So he has to make a shvur. When he makes a shvur, he doesn't have to pay. Where do we take that from? Because it says over here, v'lokach ba'olav, he goes and takes that. What does he take? So the beginning of the pasuk is, shvur Hashem tiyah bein shneihem, he makes a shvur. V'lokach ba'olav, the ba'alim, meaning the owner of the dikaron, he takes that shvur. V'lo yishalim, and therefore the shomer will now be off the hook.
He takes the shvua, the lokach, the object of the verb lokach is the shvua.
Mm-hmm, okay. Exactly. That's what he takes.
Of course, he can't take the item, so he must take the shvua.
Exactly. Look at the Rashi. Rashi, you see what says Gemara?
Reisha.
Read the Rashi. So you see, the Baal will take the shvua.
Interesting. Shvua has a tangibility. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Zok Gemara Vayter. The Elul Nishma Menoy. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about Socher in a little bit of detail to give us a little bit more of the background. Remember, we said the Socher confronts the Maskir, employee only wages, and the Socher said, the Maskir said, what are you talking about? I paid you. So the Socher makes a Shvur, and he's able to go and collect his wages. Zok Timor, Maishna Socher, to Kinele Rabban, to Mishtab of Shakl. What's up? Why do we make this a new Takona? When do we say that by every Malva Veloiva, that every Malva Veloiva, the Malva makes a Shvur, and he should be Noitel? What's up is the Socher? Now, when you use the term halach in the Gemara, typically it's referring to halach al-mishmisina. Now, he didn't really mean halach. There's some big takonis and small takonis. Elam Rav Nachman Omishmul. Takonis kvuy shonokan. Oh, they were kaveya, they made as a permanent takona. That what? That achru rabbanu the shvur mi balabayis. Normally the balabayis would have to go make the shvur, particularly if it was a moit mamitzus, like Rabbi Yehuda said. But even if not, if it's a koifer bakoil, the chacham said, you know what? You don't have to go make a shvur to be koifer. Rather, b'shedu asachir, we put it on the sachir. That's the takonis kavuais that we were oiker it once and for all from the balabas, whether the balabas is a koifer bakoil or whether the balabas happens to be a moit mamitzus. He doesn't make the shvur, we threw it onto the sachar. But why? Says Imam Mishum Kadei Chayev, so that the sachar will be able to live. After all, he needs his wages to go and pay for food for his home and for Shabbos and for clothing and everything else. He needs the money. Pray tomorrow, Mishum Kadei Chayev, the sachar, continually the Baal Bayis. Okay, it's very nice to be concerned about the employees, but what about management? We can't go and cancel management just because the employee claims that he didn't get his wages. After all, management says, I paid the wages. Yeah, see, even today, management and labor is,
they don't mix, they don't get along.
I wouldn't say they don't get along,
competing interests.
Competing interests and disputes are history. In kol chodesh tachas hashamesh. Okay, so considering it's very more because of Klichai, because we have Rachmanis on the Socher, where Koin is the Balabas, that just because the Socher makes a Shvur, he can collect. So, Balabai's gulfei nichalei the Mishtaba Socher. The Balabas happens to be happy, not happy, that the Socher collects based on Ishwa. Why? So that he, that the word should get out, he has a reputation of paying his employees. If one employee says, I worked for John for a week and I didn't get paid, then nobody's going to want to work for John because they're going to say he's not going to pay me. Yeah, what?
But they also hear that the worker took a shvua that he got stiffed. Also, that comes out also when they hear that.
The details.
No. One second. That's the reason, because we want the balabas to go and have an easy employment market that employees are going to want to work for him. So b'diavad he's tefreen. Tefreen means he's happy that the Socher makes a shvua, and now is able to be noto and get the money. And now it's resolved, Baruch Hashem, resolved in the favor of the Socher, even though the masker is now out of pocket. But he figures that's a cost of doing business. Now he has a reputation that he always pays.
The loss.
And there he eats the loss, and therefore he'll have plenty of people standing online.
He fires the guy the next Shabbos.
That's a separate story. Anyway, so that's the reason why he can be faithful more of an adarabah. Why are you always looking at it from the Sacher's perspective? Why don't you look at it from the Balabas's perspective? Why don't you go and say, let the Balabas make the Shvuah that he paid already, he doesn't have to pay again, and even though the Sacher will be out of pocket, let the Sacher say, it pays for me to do that, so that this Balabas and other Balabatim will hire me in the future. They'll see that I'm an honest guy, and that even though there was a dispute and a litigation, and the Balabas made a shvuah, and I didn't get paid, okay, I didn't get paid, but I didn't shoot him, I didn't take him to, I didn't call the police after him, so that this way he'll have a good reputation, so that people will hire him in the future. So tomorrow, Balabas al korche ogar. The Balabas really has no choice. He has to go and hire workers because every Balabas needs workers from time to time. So therefore, the worker doesn't need to have a good reputation that Baruch Hashem, he does a good job, and even though he hasn't gotten paid because the Balabas made a shvur, the Balabas needs to hire him because the Balabas needs extra hands. Say the same thing in reverse. The employee needs to get hired because he needs to eat. So that's the Gemara, this whole discussion we had until now, although it was fascinating, this is really not the reason for the halacha kavuos, the halachas kedoyos, the takanos kavuos, but it's really something else. El balabai is told by pialifu. The balabos has 10, 20, 50 pialim, and now it's payday, let's say it's Friday, when you pay all the workers, and so therefore, what may have happened is, since he's so told by pialif, he already paid out 49 out of 50, the 50th said, hey, he didn't pay me. What are you talking about? I gave everybody was standing in line. He gave Yankel and Berlin, Shmerlin, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. I gave everybody. I'm sure I gave you too. So not that the Balabas is a bad guy, but he really and truly thought that he paid the person. But of course, although the Balabas may have lost sight of paying particular employees, but the employee knows whether he got paid or not. So since the Balabas is Tobi Alevo, that's why he has to go and pay the part. Now you're going to say to me, okay, that's when he has 50, and only if he has one payal, only if he has five payal. So Toysis says that they made already a you see, the third Toysis Balabayas Tor Payal, Leipolus Bein Payal Echad, Liyeshtu Payalim Harbe, Yisham Lika Omar Asaka Merubim. So according to the first pshat in Toysis, Leipluk, if he has two payal, five payal, 20 payal, 50 payal, Leipluk. At Payal, the Balabas is Tor Payal. Well, Yishalmi makes it easier. He says it's not Torah but Pialav. He's going by Asokov. He has a lot of business to do. He has to go and take care not of the employees. He has to go and pay all of his suppliers, and he has to go and pay tax, and he has to invest, and he has to talk to his banker. He has a lot of business. Well, this particular employee, he only knows one thing. I got to go and I'm the plumber. I have to go and fix something, or I have to cultivate the garden, or whatever he does, and get paid. He doesn't know about the 50 things that the employer is busy with. Okay.
So initially we have this dispute. Normally I would say mama Safik either Gachloko, or I would say Muki the Peskis.
So
who's the Maitzvi Chaber,
right?
The Poel.
Right. So I would say that it's always the Poel who has to make the. I'm not sure. Initially we want to say that there was a takana that we should have said put it on the employer. It seems it should be simple that it should go on to the employee rather than for all those reasons.
Normally, I would go and say that since the socher wants to get paid, what's a ra'i min ha'toira? A shtar or edim. Say the chachamim, because he's told about the olive, we're going to give the benefit of the doubt to the poil. He will not have to bring a shtar. He will not have to bring edim. He only has to make a shvur. Once he makes a shvur, he'll be nishba v'nait.
No, but he's the employer. The employee is being towing. He says, yes. I want my money. So the money is not in his hand. The money is in the hands of the employer.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to be a no-tell from the employer. He should have to initially give a shvur. Notice it shouldn't be any question on who.
No, it's not that he initially. You're right, he should have to give a shvur. And he should go make five shvurs, and the chum should go and say, these shvurs don't work. Why don't they work? Because if you want to go and prove that he owes you money, bring Edom or a shtar.
Right.
Oh, you want to make a shvur? Gizantai, you can make one shvur, you can make five shvurs. There's no concept of nishba v'noitel min ha'toira. You want to go and collect? Bring your shtar, bring your Edom. Right? It's just like a malva loiva situation. A malva says, the loiva owes me money. Can the malva go and say, I make a shvur that you owe me money? That doesn't do the trick. He's got to go and bring a shtar. He has to bring Eidim that the loiva owes the money if the loiva is denying it. So here too, normally you would say, you don't make any takanas without, before the takana, show me your shtar that you have a deal that he's going to pay you $100 on Friday, or go and show me Eidim that he promised to pay you and that you worked, etc. No, 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 no. It's enough to make a shvua, and he's off the hook. The Gemara is going to ask in another line, why shouldn't he bring Eidim? We'll see in another month. Once you're telling me that the Balabus, in honesty, in integrity, and all the rest, he thinks that he paid him and he forgot. And so, why do you tell the socher, the pilot, he has to go make a shvuah? So the Balabus shouldn't feel that he's being ripped off, that people are getting money from him, and it's not true.
Also, people will think twice, or this harim.
Exactly, because they're worried about all the things that chas v'shalom can happen. The person that makes a full shvuah. We should be misakin, says Rashi, that every single Friday, when the masker is paying all of his payalim, have two Eidim present, Atam Eidai, and that'll be the newest kibbutz in Klal Yisrael. Not only Eidim by a chasana, Eidim on every single Friday when I'm paying my employees. Your payroll day, be here too.
They have to count the money too, make sure it was complete.
Oh, it's more tricholein milzer. It's too much of a tircha, and presumably you can add in parentheses, it's also going to cost them money. Who's going to want to go and be there every single Friday, payday, when he's paying all this payout? So therefore, that's not a workable solution. I have a good idea. Every time you hire a payout, pay him at the outset, before he goes into the field.
They won't show up.
Only when he's there, when the payout is there, not 3 weeks earlier. On Monday morning, when he's supposed to start working the field, pay him
then
at the
outset.
Now, why is that a good idea? I know you're all thinking, hey, it's not going to work. If you look at Rashi, 7 lines from the bottom, let's let me cut up. Let's go to Banu Shi'itan, Adam Le'alif Skorim, Shachris, in the morning. Actually, Skorim Umlach, before they start working in the field. Tova, Le'erev, and if they come over in the evening, Le'itoklom, Le'itashim Shvo, you don't need a Shvo, you don't have to pay. So you're going to go and tell me that the guy is not going to work. He's not going to be hired. And remember, the Gemara said before that.
Should I just give him?
The Gemara said already before that it's upside down.
I'm very talented.
I know. We all know that.
Okay. In Lithuania, we had to read upside down.
Maybe I have a visual.
Yemen.
In Yemen, they said he said 8 people looking around. Yeah, one
I've seen also in
the Pakistan.
Yemen skills.
Anyway, let's continue on.
Okay.
Why doesn't he give the money in advance? We were saying the Rashi says it's a good idea paying at the beginning of the day. So everybody was saying he's not going to do his malacha. Remember the Gemara said before, every poil, every sacher wants a job. And therefore, if he's not going to go and he's going to take the money, he's not going to work. Nobody's going to hire him again. So exactly. Okay, so look, the Gemara, Shneim Roitzim Bakof. Everybody wants to get paid at the end. What's the reason why everybody? So Rashi says because the Balabus sometimes in the morning doesn't have cash. He still has to go to the bank. He may have to borrow a couple of dollars, whatever. But by the end of the day, hopefully he'll have some money. As far as the poil is concerned, the poil says, if you're going to pay me in the morning, by the time I go home at night, there might not be any money left. Why? He might have bought a beer, and he might have bought an ice cream during the day, or some sushi, or some pizza. By the time he gets home, his wife says, no, where's the money to go and buy dinner? Oh, sorry, I ate it up already. Spent it. So everybody likes to get at the end of the day. Okay, great tomorrow. Based on the source that you've just given now, why don't we say the same thing like Gabi Kitsitsa? Kitsitsa means where there's a machloikis, what the amount was that they agreed to go and pay. Zokhi Mara Aloma Tanya. Why do we learn in the Braisa? Uman Uimishtaim Kitsatsili, Valle Uimele Kitsatsi Lecho Ela Achas. We have a machlokis between, again, the masker and the seicher, the poil. In this case, an uman could be like a tailor or anybody that's doing a job for the person. Right? A plumber comes in, I'll do the plumbing job, but you have to go and pay me $200 or $500, whatever it happens to be. So now, uman oimer, now the job is done. He did a great job. We're all done. Uman oimer shtayim chatzatzali, promised to pay me two. Don't you remember? Only promised you one. What's it in a moitzchvel al v'raya? So who's going to be the moitzchvel who has to go and bring the raya? That's going to be the uman. He's going to have to bring a raya. It's not going to be enough just to make a shvur. He's going to have to bring raya, meaning eidim or ishtar, showing that was the deal. Look, I have the employment contract that says you're going to go and pay me, or whatever it was, the plumbing contract. So why don't you go and say that the uman should be nishba v'noitel? Ihochi afilu kotzat nami. Everything marked tzitzavari mitkadochir lei. When you're talking about having a whole payroll of 50 employees, then you could, in fact, make a mistake and think that you paid all 50, not realizing that you missed one of them. You only paid 49, and one of them is still waiting to get paid. So that you can make a mistake. When it comes to tzitzit, what was the market rate that you agreed to on this plumbing job, or the tailor to go and fix your pants, or whatever it was, then you remember, because you probably had to negotiate a deal. I remember very clearly, the deal was for one. What are you talking about? It was for two. So that you don't allow for a shvua, for that you have to go and bring it. Right, Ihochi. Ihochi doesn't go on this tzitzit, it goes on the earlier Gemara. Meaning that we said that on the day of payment, on payday, on the Friday, the Moshul. I'm sorry? The Baal Bais is Torah. So what do we say? That the Shachar is Nishba night. What happens if it's no longer Friday? Now it's Sunday morning. And now Sunday, the Poyel comes to the Baal Bais and says, you never paid me on Friday. What's the din then? L'choy, I should say the same thing, that the Yisachar should be Nishma v'naito. Alom Atani, why do we learn the Braisa over Zman Ivlein Osunlai? If it's already after the payday is over, Harizah ain't Nishma v'naito, it doesn't work anymore. Now you have to talk and bring Aiden. Shua doesn't do the trick. Chazok ain't a Balabais, Uyver, Babal Tolan, we have a Chazok, the Balbus is not going to be a Bal Tolan. It's in the Torah, you got to go and pay, B'yoy Maitit and Tzchara, you got to pay on that day. So, on that day, you can be Nishma v'naito, but the next day it's already too late. Exactly. You told me he's Torah B'Yalav, so he's Torah B'Yalav that day, so he doesn't know the next day either. On that day of payday, you're right. He could easily make a mistake. The 50 P'Yalav, he made a mistake. But by the time the day is over, and then he looks into his cash register, and he says, hey, I have 50 extra dollars over here. What's on here? I guess there's somebody that didn't pay yet. Now, Yankel Beryl comes in and says, you didn't pay me. Now I understand. However, that's only on that day. Once we pass that day, he's already made his cheshbon, he's already rectified his books, and if he doesn't find that he owes any money, then you no longer say the socher is nishba v'noitel, because only the kamalim is manchiva. But after the manchiva, rami and afshu midker, coupled with that we said that ain't a balabai is oiv baltom. Frey Timura, you're telling me that the balabos is not oiv baltom, but he socher oiv mishum baltingzal. Is he going to be oiver on gzela that he wants to get paid twice? So to Yomara, you have a good point. However, Gabi Balabais, Ikut Trey Chazaki. Gabi Balabus, you have two Chazakis. Chodo Dein Balabais, Oy Bal Tolin, like we just said a moment ago. Vachodo Dein Tzocher Mash Yischore. You have the Chazak in the other way too. Which Tzocher sits on his hands beyond the payday? Nobody. It's Friday. He calls him and he says, in another half an hour, Shabbos, I got to get paid now. I paid you already. Exactly.
That's no mistakes.
What was that? No mistake.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, good. Anyway, so bottom line is, ain't zocher mashis, all right? So then make your shvuah on that day. He's not going to wait until Sunday. I need the money now. I still have to give my last chalas. I still have to go and pay the mikveh man. I got to run. So therefore, you have two chazakas. On the other hand, the zocher only has one chazaka that he's not going to be oymishum bal tigzo, two against one. So therefore, on that first day, the zocher mishma menaitu, but after that, no longer he has to bring now rise with Adam or Shar or whatever. I'm not going to mishwa. Loisha and Loisha Sachroi be Adam. Alpha Sachroi is like be Adam, Tashi Yochaloim Lay Lois Chaticha me Oilam, Yochaloim Lis Chaticha and Asati Lechos Charcha. So I'm not going to mishwa says, besides the shwa that we keep on talking about, there's got to be some backup history. What's the backup history? Loisha and Loisha Sachroi be Adam. That I know for a fact that he was hired by the Balabus to go and do this job. How do I know? Because at the time that he was hired, there were two Adam standing there, sitting there, whatever, and they saw how the Maske and the Seichel made up. Yes, you're going to work for me for the next week. You're going to go and till the soil in the garden, in the field, or plumbing, whatever the story was. He hired him, and we know for sure he was hired. However, if there were no Adam present, then the Balabus says, Amigoy. What's the Amigoy? I saw you working in the field. It doesn't bother me. In fact, you know, do whatever you like. Because in tight, if that's what you like to do. But I never hired you. You can go and say, it's not true, I hired you, but I paid you. In other words, there's a migui that he can go and say that I never hired you in the first place. Lahadam. Oh, you're saying that I did? Fine. Hired you, but I paid you. So that's the loch of Shmuel. And now we're going to have a repeat performance of what we had a few days ago. Enough from them. Omli Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak heard this and named Shmuel at Gezokt. Yeyash Azi, good Gezokt. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Now, how come he didn't say V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lokish? Machal the Pali Gereish Lokish. It's Chos Reish Lokish disagrees. Is that true? Says Imor, you have no right because Ikliyami Mishtah Habishasile. Bishasikle. It could be that at the time that Rabbi Yochanan was giving the shir and paskening the halacha, Reish Lakish was taking a drink. After all, Rabbi Yochanan probably gave a long shir, bringing many, many rayas from throughout Chas and Yerushalmi and Midrashim, and she was a Kivegit, she was some Soifer, etc., etc. So he got a little thirsty, and therefore Reish Lakish was taking a drink, and Bishasikle, and at that time he was quiet, and Rabbi Yitzchak couldn't wait until after Rabbi Yochanan would finish.
We're getting missiles, I need to leave. I'm sorry, I need to leave. We're getting a siren.
Okay, we should be a Yeshua. Our learning should be Yeshua for Christ. Amen. Go to your safe room. Yeah, he's going to a safe room. He's in Yeshua.
Oh.
This is a real life story.
Every 20 minutes.
You can't.
I'm going to stand it up. Okay, I'm going to get Yeshua for Christ.
Amen.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Ikriyami Mishta Vishasi Le Vishasi Le. He was. He Reish Lakish was drinking at the time, and that's why he didn't respond. And Rabbi Yitzchak did not want to wait until Reish Lakish comes back into the room after he took his drink, and so therefore he didn't know what Reish Lakish ultimately paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or against Rabbi Yochanan. There was another version. You remember Rashi back in Daf Mem said that Reish Lakish was a real gentleman and he never interfered in the middle of the shir, never interrupt the middle of the shir. He waited until the shir was over. When the shir was over, then he would ask all of his kashas. And so therefore, said Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan was still going strong in his shir, and he already paskined like Shmuel, maskin, that Leishan Shatachar Be'edim, but I never got to what Reish Lakish holds, because Reish Lakish says, I'm waiting for the Rebbe to finish. The Rebbe finished. Rabbi Yitzchak says, I don't have time to wait for the Rebbe to finish, I gotta teach the daf. So, he ran out, and he doesn't know what Reish Lakish ultimately had. Anyway, so this was the halacha of Shmuel. Now we're going to find that Rav agreed with Shmuel, right? Rav doesn't always have to argue with Shmuel. It menami yom amnashu b'ariz vidom, Rav, lo yishon yishasachar b'edim, that if he has proof that he was hired by the employer with Edim, then if the employer doesn't pay him on payday, he just makes a Shmuel, and nishba noit. Av yishon b'edim, if we don't even know that he is a legitimate employee, you never signed any papers, I never hired you. Mm. You don't have a W-2 form, a W-9 form. Gornish. No, tell him I already paid you. So this was Rav and Shmuel. Amr Rabbachama, Kama Mal Hashmaita. Oy, Azay good Gizok, it makes so much sense, it's Givaldik. Amr Rava, my Malus, I don't see the grace of Mal here. In Cain, I know, but Barry's thinking to himself, it was Rambam Chama and Rava, there were good, but unrelated. Good.
I didn't interrupt.
In Cain, based on what you're telling me, the Shomer Sachar, Shemachinim, should never have to go and make a Shvur. Shemachinim makes a shvur that it was Gnei Vaveda. Shemasachim makes a shvur that it was Oinsit. Based on what you're telling me, l'choy, you'll never be Machai v'shvur. Why? B'tach sh'yoch aloyim aloy, lo yhoyu dvorim mi'oylam. Yoch aloyim aloy, nansu. Every single time, the shomer will be able to go and say to the mafkid, I don't know what you're talking about. You give me a bikkurim? What sort of bikkurim? I don't know anything about it. And you want me to go and give you the bikkurim back? You didn't give me a bikkurim. So therefore, he has a migoy, since he can go and say, Shoch, this never existed. Yochalim and Emtsi can go and say, yes, it's true, he gave the bikkurim, but there was an oinus, it was an earthquake, there were gangsters, whatever. And that's why it's no longer here. Ah, so then are you going to wipe out Shvur Shomer Min HaTorah? Obviously not. So therefore, your svara that he has to go and prove that he has this migoy, we don't hold that way. And therefore, that you are cheering on and saying, Rav and Shmuel, they have to go and show Sachar Be'edim. Then say the same thing by Shmuel Shomim. And for the Gemara, it has to be a situation where they were Edim. In other words, if a Balabas comes to the Shomim and says, give me back my cost, give me back my money, give me back my watch, whatever it is, do you have proof that you gave it to me? No. If you have no proof, you never gave me anything. Or Migui that I could have said, you never gave me anything, I already paid it back, I gave it back to you. So therefore, maybe the Torah is talking about that every single time there were Edom present, and therefore he says, bring in the Edom. Edom, come on in. The Edom now swear, or they don't know what to swear, they say,
they testify,
Shkoyach, that the person gave a pikadon to the Shomer. The Shomer now denies it by saying, can't say anymore, Lahadam, it didn't take place, or Edom, it did take place. He says, I gave it back to you. Does he have proof he gave it back? No. In such a case, that's when we say that the Shomer has to go and make a Shvur. You have to make a Shvur that he is Nishba of Edom Misham. Oh, so therefore, the Kasha Brava Nishka Kasha. Let's talk about the Torah. Atoksh Yochalim Aloy Yechzar Tiblech. Yochalim Aloy Nachmor. The Nafkali Bein. Atoksh Yochalim Aloy Yechzar Tiblech. Yochalim Aloy Nachanami. If there are Edom under those circumstances, he doesn't have to make a Shvur Hashem. He doesn't have to make a Shvur Hashemrim. Why? Because he can go and say, Yechzar Tiblech. I give it back to you. Therefore, he can go and say, Nenzim. Zokti Mora. The Afkali Bishtara. However, what happens if you give him a Shtat? He gave a receipt to the customer, and now the customer is coming back with the receipt. No, give me back my property. Zok Timora, Mechlal de Trevayu Svirlu Damafke Tzolchavay Be'edim and Tzolchlahasel Loi Be'edim. Bishtar Tzolchlahasel Loi Be'edim. So Zok Timora, since we see from this dialogue between Rambam Bachama and Rava, when he told him the Afkali Be'edim, he didn't question that. He said, you got a good point. If they're Taka Edim, then the Tobias Filu, the Mafkin Tokhav Edom, ain't Tokhlachs of Edom. Because if every single time there's a Bikon with Edom, he has to give Edom. So why are we talking about that the Shoimer goes and makes a Shvuah? Rather, you have to go and bring Edom that you gave
return,
back.
To return it. Otherwise, you're still Chayvan to return its value.
So we see both Rambam B'chom and both Rav agree that once you give him Edom, ain't Tokhlachs of Edom. Bishtar, Tokhlachs of Edom. However, if you give Mishtar a receipt, since the guy still has a receipt, the only way to disprove the receipt would be to go and bring Edom, that Edom go and say, clearly, he paid him back, he gave him back the pikat. Zoki
Mar. Do we have a Hamal of Bishtar, whether one has to be Korea in front of Edom?
Well, you get the Shtar back. Yes. You don't need to, because if you get the Shtar back, right, that's the best evidence that it was paid. What's the Shtar doing in the hands of the Malva? Yeah.
Exactly right. Okay, so now we put two dots in Ushtikl. Kari Rami Barchoma Alid Rav Sheshes. Rami Barchoma said about Rav Sheshes, V'yosim David Esadvorim Ha'ele Beliboy, that he put these words into his heart. Hmm. What does Rami Barchoma mean by that? So says Rashi that Rami Barchoma said about Rav Sheshes that when he wanted to go and know at Bar Halacha, he really took it to heart to go and delve into it to the best way possible, to the deepest possible, to figure out what the answer is. Okay, so what is it? What is this related to? Continues Yomar. The Asher of Sheshes, Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei Tony Mar Midi B'Sachir. Did you learn anything about Sachir yesterday? Today's daf. Yesterday, whatever. Amalei. Yeah, Tanina. Sachir Bizmani Nishbu Benoitel. Oh, like we spoke about that. Bizmani he makes a Shmuel and he can be Noitel. Okay, so Bizman She Amalei Schar Tani. V'Leinasateli Schari. The employee says to the Maskir, "You hired me and you didn't pay me my wages." Yes, I hired you. And I paid you your wages. In such a case, where they both agree that there were terms of employment, it's just that he says I paid, and he said I didn't get paid, then nishvo night. Like we had at the top of the omid, he says we agreed to two, and he said he only agreed for one. Okay, so now, says Rav Sheshes, let's now analyze it. Since in the Sefer we said the only way that he's going to go and get paid, that is the Uman that did the Sochir that did the job and says, I did it for two, and therefore you owe me one more. The only way he's going to get paid that one more, he's going to have to bring Edom or a Shtar. Since in the beginning of this Braisa, we didn't mention anything about bring a raya, bring Edom, bring a shtar. What did we say at the beginning of the Braisa? Socher was man in Nishba v'naitel. Keitim man she'omalei tzchartani. Yes, you hired me. And he says, I didn't hire you. Or no, I did hire you, but I paid you. What's the din? You make a shvur. Didn't we say before, according to Rab and to Shmuel, it's not enough that they just agree. Because obviously there are no Edom over here. Because if there were Edom, he wouldn't have to go and say, yes, tzcharticha, I hired you. He would have had a lahadam. He could have said, it's not true, I never hired you. Or Migoy, I could have said I never hired you, so therefore I'm believed to go and say that I already paid you. So what did Rav and Shmuel say? Both of them said, and not only they said, Rabbi Yitzchak said it's great, and Rabbi Yochanan said it's great, and maybe Rish Lakish also, but I don't know, because he was a gentleman, of course he was drinking at that time. Anyway, but what did they say, Lamaisa? Loishana Asach Rabbi Edom, we have Edom that he hired him. Avasach Shalei Be'edom, Yotech Yochalem, Lizchaticha, Mei Oilem, Yochalem, Yochalem, ah, so therefore, every time in a case of a socher and a maskir, the socher l'choy should have to go and bring edim, proof that he was hired. But you see from this brisa that he doesn't have to bring any rice or any edim, because only in the sefer by the katzatz l'choy he had to bring rice. Why didn't we say in the reisha he should first bring his edim that he was hired and then go and make a nishba benoitel that you didn't pay me? Is l'choy a rai against Rav and Shmuel? That's what Rav Sheshes was delving in to go and show that Rav and Shmuel l'choy are incorrect. No. Reisha was saving Barai. Both cases were talking about that there was a Rai. Even the Reisha is also talking about that he brought the Edom that he was hired initially. However, Rai the Shalom Tani, the Bryce is not going back to the his history. The Bryce is talking now at the time of payment. The Gabi, the payment, since this Katsatsa person says, you Katsatsa Li too. And he says only one. Then he has to bring the Edom to go and say, because Tzitza Mitcher Tchiri and she, therefore he's going to have to bring two Edom. That in fact the deal was for two and not for one. Not that the Edom, he can bring a shtar, but the point is he has to bring a right. That is Ktani. Rai de Shvua. However, a right to back up the Shvua when he wants to be a Nijma Benoitel. So you're saying you have to go and bring a right that he was hired. Father, you need that Rai according to Rav and Shmuel if this is challenged, because otherwise he has a Migoy. But like Ktani, the Bryce is not going back into the history, because now we're talking about Tachlis. Now we're standing here. What does he have to do? In the Seif, it says he has to go and bring rice, because otherwise he's not going to do any ktitza. The Reish, however, is talking about making nishma noitel. The history was that, yes, they were Edom that he was hired, so there's the known migoy, but how is he going to get paid now? He'll make a shvua. So you talk and need that, right? But the Bryce doesn't tell us about that historical fact and leaves it to your own knowledge of Rav and Shmuel. Stop over here. Wow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael and Zagi.